You are listening to Career Talk Podcast. Hello everyone, I'm Dr. Susie Chen from Resilient Leadership Academy. And today, co-hosting this episode with me is Shiva Kopelan from GSA Australia. Shiva, thank you so much for being my co-host today.
Thank you, Susie. It's great to be here. And thank you to all of those listeners out there.
This podcast is brought to you by GSA Eastern and Resilient Leadership Academy. And to give our listeners a bit of background about how this project actually works, let me describe a few steps for you. To start with, we have a group of investigative journalists from GSI Eastern actually speaking to young professionals, finding out about their career questions in the community.
For those of you wondering what GSI Eastern actually is, it's a membership-based organization based in Melbourne, Australia. This organization is dedicated to supporting young people between the ages of 18 and 40 in their growth and personal development.
And of course, Resilient Leadership Academy is very proud to be able to partner with GSI Eastern to deliver this podcast. Now back to our investigative journalists from GSI Eastern. After they have captured career questions from young professionals in the community, they also seek to answer those questions by getting in touch with industry experts. Once they have got questions and answers ready, Resilient Leadership Academy help produce the show. And of course, along the way, we invite amazing individuals like yourself, Shiva, to co-host the show. So Shiva, tell us why you are interested in getting involved.
When GSI Eastern approached me regarding this initiative, I was more than willing to help. For me, I've listened to podcasts, TED Talks, and I've called people that I've respected for their opinion and advice. So my hope is that those listening today are able to take away some nuggets of information which will help improve outcomes for them on their leadership journey.
For today's episode, we are very fortunate to have Vassal Rapero from GSI Eastern doing the groundwork for us. Here's Vassal saying hi.
Welcome, listeners. I'm Vatsu. I'm GSI Eastern Treasurer, and I work as a senior analyst within Deloitte's corporate finance practice here in Melbourne. My motivation behind wanting to be a part of this wonderful initiative is to support the members of our community as they begin to think through the decisions relating to their careers and explore next steps. Obviously, the last couple of years have been quite disruptive, particularly for early career professionals who've been deprived of coaching and mentoring opportunities and being able to learn from senior colleagues on the job as we've shifted to hybrid working arrangements and working from home.
Vassal has spoken to a young professional who is currently working in the financial service sector. And we have two great questions, great career questions from this young professional to answer today.
The young professional I spoke to is currently in the second year of post-university working career with an educational background in engineering and business. In addition to the obvious career aspirations of progressing through the ranks and maximizing their remuneration, the young professional in question also has aspirations for working in a role that drives positive impact for the society and community at large. At the same time, they also want to strive to be genuine and authentic in their interactions with their colleagues, peers, and clients, and build fruitful and long-lasting relationships with them all.
We also have two generous industry experts helping us out with the career questions.
To assist me with answering the questions raised by the young professional, I spoke to two industry contacts. Both of them are senior public servants, with my first contact being a finance professional and my second contact having a background in property and construction.
It's time to get to the career questions. Shiva, are you ready?
Sounds great. Let's get started.
So the question was, how do you find the balance between planning one's career pathway and being open to accepting opportunities as they present themselves organically? Put another way, how much do you make things happen and how much do you let things happen?
What a great question. Let's hear what the sales industry context have to say.
Now, there's no one way to skin the cat, but there were three key themes that our industry contacts would like you to think about if and when you're facing this dilemma yourself. Point number one is your tenure in the current role. So one should be more open to accepting opportunities when first starting a role. This will not only give you a breadth of exposure, which will round out your experiences, which of course looks good on the CV, but more importantly, it will also shed a light on where your strengths and weaknesses lie. In a nutshell, you can think of this as the Never Say No principle, which helps you identify your development areas going forward.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is if we are early into a position, a role, then focusing on the opportunities that happen organically and adopting the Never Say No principle is a good strategy.
Yeah, for me, one of the things I always have prided myself in is the fact that I would accept as many opportunities as possible that came my way. When I started my career as a new graduate physiotherapist, I absorbed myself into my work. But what I found was, as my knowledge and experience grew, and I was able to demonstrate my skills and competence, I began to get offered more and more opportunities. These opportunities were not only to contribute further to the organization I was working for, but also to the broader healthcare sector.
Absolutely. I can also appreciate how organic opportunities and how they help me grow and advance my career. In fact, the most recent example that I can think of is about a book project that I said yes to. And as a result, I attended a book launch not too long ago. And now I am a published author, believe or not. But what if you are very comfortable with what you do and very confident and very good at what you do? Should you still let opportunities come to you organically? Or should you proactively make things happen?
If one feels extremely comfortable and at ease with the opportunities being presented and is not going to learn a new skill or competency, then I'd suggest that ignoring the organic opportunities in favor of planning out your next career move may be more useful. And in planning out your next career move, try to set yourself a stretch goal or a stretch target that actually forces you to learn a new skill or a competency. And the third point to consider is your motivators for work. What is motivating you to work at the present moment? Is it more about the destination, such as achieving a target, which may be going for promotion? Or is it more about the journey, i.e. trying to add different skill sets to a repertoire? While both answers are correct, the choice one makes will vary depending on what stage of your career you're at and what your motivation going forward is likely to be.
I know earlier I talked about how many organic opportunities came my way, but there were also a number of opportunities that I either had to create, seek out, or pursue in order to progress in my career. In my first few years of working, I actively pursued further study. I obtained 2 certificates and 2 diplomas, as well as several units of competence in line with my goals to become a manager of larger teams.
Okay, what I'm hearing is we should be flexible enough to both accept organic opportunities that come our way and proactively plan for our next career move. And it is that intention and where we want to go with our career that drive our decision making. Shiva, Vasel has brought us another career question.
Sounds great. Let's hear it.
The next question that we're going to tackle is this: how to approach networking in a manner that does not feel artificial and is in fact genuine and authentic?
Oh, a networking question. I'm not going to lie, Shiva. As soon as I hear the word networking, I can sense my stress level rising. How do you feel about networking?
Walking into a room, not knowing anyone, and having people already in groups can be a really scary experience for some. What I found is that in time, I got better at walking up to groups and just simply saying these simple words, "Do you mind if I join you?" Often that has led to people introducing themselves and asking who I was, and the conversation just flowed from there. The more I did it and the more events that I went to, I found that I was going to a number of events and I was actually already knowing people, and therefore I became a bit more of a connector. But I also noticed when people were a little bit awkward or walking in and tried to make them feel included. So I think that's one of the things that we can all do is support those that are learning those networking skills, but also that might not know anyone. And there's nothing wrong with being a friendly face and just saying hello and being able to ask those questions about who they are, what they do, because you never know what opportunities can arise from those conversations.
Because networking doesn't come naturally to me, so I am actually quite eager to hear what the sales industry experts have to say about this career question.
My industry contacts noted that this was a great question. Their response was this: authenticity is the key to networking. When beginning a networking conversation, try to think about how you could add value to the other person. Far too often, people enter such conversations while only focusing on what's in it for them. Avoid this mentality and instead try to build a relationship by being a valuable resource to the other person. This will enable you to build strong, long-lasting, and meaningful relationships with the option of tapping into your network if and when you need to accomplish something that is beyond your area of skill set or expertise.
I will also add that a relationship needs to be nurtured. How many times we walk away from a networking event and never really nurture the connections that we have just made. So, Shiva, do you have some tips for us so we can better nurture the networking connections that we have made?
Yeah, absolutely. For me, there's two reasons why I go to networking events. One is to expand my networks and create new friendships. But two is intentional networking to try and expand business opportunities or partnerships that are going to support the organization that I'm working for, or personal interests, such as people that might have a skill set or ideas or thoughts that might support me in my personal development and growth. So what I do is follow up the next day or a few days later by reintroducing myself through social media or via whatever methodology that we've exchanged to keep connected. And what I try to do is offer to buy them a coffee so that I can have an opportunity to deepen that relationship. It's important that for those that you want to maintain the network of, that you consider having an opportunity in the future to reconnect. So there have been particular people that I have actually set a calendar reminder of in order to reach out and catch up with them again. And that, once again, is another tip for trying to expand those networks, but also build on relationships.
This brings us to the end of the episode 1 of the Career Talk podcast. Thank you, Shiva, for being my co-host.
Thank you, Susie, and a huge thank you to the JCI Eastern team for inviting me to participate in their very first career podcast talk. To everyone out there, all the best with your careers and your journeys, and happy networking.
To our listeners, do you have a career question of your own? If yes, we would love for you to submit your career question and perhaps we could help answer it. Check out the show notes and you will find an online submission form. If you wish to learn more about JCI Eastern and Resilient Leadership Academy and what we do, do connect with us. For more information, please see the show notes. Of course, this episode would not have been made possible without the hard work of our investigative journalist, LaSalle Ruperro, the participation of the young professional, and the generous advice from our industry experts. So, thank you all.
Thanks again, everyone.
Until next time.